Warp. Book 2. The Hangman's Revolution. If you go back in time and assassinate Rasputin, then there's no need to go back and assassinate Rasputin. So is old Grigori dead, or isn't he?
Professor Charles Smart.
Bauxite Youth Academy. Present day. London. New Albion. 115 BC. Bauxite calendar. London town. Once, there had been a magic about the city. Just hearing the name conjured images of Dickens's young trickster, Dodger, or of Sherlock Holmes in Baker Street, putting his mind to a three-pipe problem, or of any one of a thousand tales of adventure and derring-do that were woven through London's magnificent avenues and shadowy network of back streets and alleys. For centuries, people had journeyed from across the world to England's capital to see where their favourite stories were set, or perhaps to make their fortune, or maybe to simply stand and gaze at the wonders of Trafalgar Square or Big Ben. Not anymore. Those days of magic were long gone. For one thing, the tourist industry did not really exist in the Bauxite Empire, and for another, Big Ben had been torn down decades ago to make room for a giant statue of the Blessed Colonel, whose stone eyes watched over the city and everyone in it. And Big Ben was not the only landmark dragged under by the Bauxites. Brick by brick, the Empire was erasing relics of the past and remaking London in its own image, uniform, imposing, grey, and implacable. Almost all of the office buildings were constructed out of poured concrete, with little in the way of distinguishing marks, just row upon row of dimly lit windows, lidded by half-drawn blinds. As the older London buildings were worn away by acid rain, they were demolished and replaced by utility blocks dropped in place by megacopters. The blocks were pre-wired and plumbed, and just required connection to the main supplies to be fully operational. London's history was being erased on a daily basis.